for the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. An amazing thing happened last week in the gulag filling station of planet Earth. Not only did the Houston Chronicle editorial board come out in favor of needle exchange programs, so too did a very notable professor.
All right, I'm William Martin. I'm a senior fellow for religion and public policy at the James A. Baker III Institute for Public Policy at Rice University.
Professor Martin, a few days ago, the Houston Chronicle did kind of a 1-2 punch in regards to needle exchange. Tell us a bit about that, if you will, sir.
Well, I submitted an article on needle exchange, supporting needle exchange programs to the Chronicle, and was quite pleased that they printed it, and also extremely delighted that they waded in with a strong editorial of their own on the same day. So on the left-hand side and the right-hand side of the page, we had substantial articles supporting needle exchange programs, and that's particularly timely because the Texas Senate is currently considering a bill, Senate Bill 127, to allow needle exchange programs. And the next day, I testified before the Senate, before the Senate Committee on Health and Human Services, in support of this bill, and was pleased to see copies of those two items on the desks of a number of senators. And in fact, the bill was voted out of committee with only one dissenting vote out of six members.
Your op-ed states that it's troubling that 57% of children born with AIDS in the United States are the offspring of injection drug users or their sexual partners. What does this lack of needle exchange cause to happen within our community?
Well, it causes a substantial rise in the transmission of HIV and AIDS. It's now estimated that upwards of a third, probably as many as half of the people in the United States who get HIV infection get it as a result of either through contaminated needles or sexual relationships with a person who is infected, or transmission through the mother. Although in the last couple of years, that figure is starting to go down substantially as a result of needle exchange programs. So that is one cost. Another cost, of course, is the strong economic cost. A 2005 report from the Center for Disease Control estimates that the current lifetime treatment cost for a person with HIV is $155,000. And at current rates, approximately 40,000 people are infected with HIV each year. So just treating those who have been infected in the last 5 years for the rest of their lives will cost an estimated $31 billion.
What kind of message does this send to the children? Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.